Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
People say I'm no good and crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound. I like to lay around in the shade.
The Charlie Daniels Band is going to be your artist of the day. And you know why?
Why is that?
Toby Keith. Because Charlie Daniels opens for no one. No one, Toby Keith.
Did he open for Toby Keith?
Yeah.
So he does open for Toby Keith.
Well, you wash your mouth out.
You better watch yourself. One day on the morning show with EJ, she comes back a changed woman, Rod. I don't understand her. I don't know her anymore.
It's all uppity.
Mm-hmm. How was that uppity?
Oh, so he took the money? Mm. The fact that somebody from Toby Keith's camp actually picked up a telephone and called Charlie Daniels people and asked, would Charlie Daniels consider opening for Toby Keith? Mm-hmm. The stones that must have taken.
Mm-hmm. And yet Charlie Daniels said yes.
Well, I don't know why. It should have been the other way around. Toby Keith should have opened for Charlie Daniels. Right, Rod?
You're right.
Right, Rod?
He's dead to me now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him playing out in New York City in front of the Fox Studios when we were there back in September. And he did an outdoor concert. It was amazing.
Because he's amazing.
He is amazing, man. Still got it.
Sorry, did we interrupt your lunch?
Let me tuck that away. There we go.
What are you chewing on, a cigar?
That's my cigar. That's my calming device. Don't you do nicotine or something?
I do nicotine patches. Yeah, that's great.
I chew on a cigar.
Here we go again with the nicotine patches.
Okay.
Welcome back to the program.
Thanks. Did you have fun with Will yesterday?
We did. We did play Jam or No Jam. Mr. Mackey was blown away.
It's amazing to watch. It really is.
And then Mr. Mackey, Rod, you remember this? Did you get, I know you were probably busy with kid or taking a nap or whatever. Did you get to listen to any of the show yesterday?
No.
Okay. Mackie, before Starrett came on, wanted to challenge himself on Jam or No Jam.
Okay. He's like, I could do that.
Come on, give me a break. 3/10 of a second. That's like an eternity.
Right.
We gave him the easiest, Madonna's Vogue.
Okay.
What else do I know? We gave him the B-52s, which was the only thing he got right.
He didn't get any of them.
He didn't get any of it. And it was all 80s, like, gay pop. I mean, you know the genre. Give me a break. You know.
There's gay pop?
You know.
No, I don't think we do know. Could you explain it a little further?
You know, the... Rod, this is about the time where you jump in and go, stop talking.
Yeah, what's gay pop? I've never heard that.
No, keep going. This is good.
You know, the pop from the 80s that...
Like Wham?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wham would be a good one.
I want your sex.
That's George Michael solo.
Yeah. Well, he was with Wham, right?
Prior to that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What Scott's trying to say is...
Thank you, Rod.
In the 1980s, these were songs that might have been played in a gay bar.
Thank you, Rod.
Now I get it.
You know, like, You Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right Round by
Dead or Alive. That's a great song.
It is a good song, but it was often heard in gay bars back in the 1980s. Don't ask me how I know.
How do you know?
I don't know. I watched the first Police Academy movie.
Uh-huh.
I've never been here before. Hey, Scott, the usual?
So, you know, we played him those kinds of songs that we think he would have recognized, and I need to stop talking.
So Mackie didn't do well, though.
He did horribly.
Okay. No, he did really bad. And then every time we told him what the song was, he's like, oh, I should have known that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then Starrett came on and...
crushed it.
It made everyone look foolish.
I mean, crushed it. Speaking of Police Academy, it's been a while since we've played this, Rod. And just for fun.
First of all, I'd like to say how sorry I am that everybody could not make it today. For those here, I think you'll find the presentation interesting as well as very, very stimulating. Could we have the lights turned down? Now, this first slide shows a very, very interesting thing. Our main building. In slide two, we see another view of it. Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. Let us look at this slide for a moment without comment. I think it speaks for itself.
Okay, all right, okay.
Remember the slide projectors?
Rounder. I do.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
I know. That's what that little sound was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Just curious how further deep you're going to dig your
hole. I don't think I can.
It's pretty good.
So we're going to play Family Feud this afternoon with Michael Mackey.
Good.
What are we doing with me?
Well, what do you want to play?
I don't know. What games do we have? Not doing Twister this time.
We have finished that lyric. Yeah. We have Family Feud, but that one's already taken.
You could try Dana's favorite game, which is Sniff That Jock.
Ooh.
No.
Do you want to play Sniff That Jock?
How do you play that?
Oh. So I will play
It's pretty self-explanatory.
I'm not much of an athletic supporter.
That's not what I've heard.
Oh.
So I will play you a handful of well-known, famous athletes.
Okay.
Could be a coach, could be an athlete,
right.
Could be whomever.
This is Mark Alford, by the way, from Fox 4.
Sorry, Mark Alford,
right.
Fox 4, yeah. I will play you a number of famous athletes.
Okay.
Or coaches, whatever. Somebody related to sports, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me who it is. You have to basically sniff out that jock.
You know I'm not a big sports guy.
Well, then you're going to fail.
All right.
But I gotta find the old.
So you'll
don't worry,
like,
Dana's terrible at this. Here
these go. Are sound clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Mark Alford, can you sniff that jock?
Jayhawks win it in overtime, 75-68.
No.
KU national champions.
No idea.
You can't sniff.
I should know that, but I don't. I'm not a sports
guy. You can't sniff that jock.
It's somebody who announces for KU.
It's Bob Davis.
Bob Davis, that was my guess.
Can you sniff this jock?
Yes, you can see. Look at the headgear of the center.
Football.
Headgear of the center?
All
well,
right.
Yeah. Or hockey.
Or hockey. It could be basketball. Isn't there a center in basketball?
Uh-huh. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yes, you can see. Look at the headgear.
Don't look at
the
text
center.
Line.
I'm not.
Yeah. Holla, BJ, holla. Look at my headgear.
I don't know. Why are we playing this game? I know nothing about
sports.
You
said you wanted to play Sniff That Jock.
You said, do I want to play Sniff That Jock?
That's Lenny Dawson.
Lenny Dawson. Good old Lenny.
You ready to sniff that jock?
Go for it.
Just keep running and picking and looking because there's going to be some holes created there. We're getting it a little distorted right now, but we're going to be fine.
I know that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Play it one more time.
Okay.
Just keep running and picking and looking because there's going to be some holes created there. We're getting it a little distorted right now, but we're going to be fine.
Definitely football.
Mm-hmm.
Southern accent.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Going to be fine. I have no idea.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer, of course.
Are you noticing a trend here?
That I don't know.
They're all local.
They're all local.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready to sniff that jock?
One more time.
I mean, it was a great win. I mean, the defense stepped up.
Patrick Mahomes.
There we go.
I finally got one!
So proud of you.
You have sniffed Patrick Mahomes' jock.
How can you not get that voice, though? I think he's improving, though. Haven't you noticed over the year?
I don't think his voice is that
annoying. It's unique. It's not annoying. He just needed to work on it a little bit.
All right, you ready to sniff that jock a couple more times?
And that walk, I had stuff going through my head, man. I had stuff going through my head since I was a little guy.
Local?
No.
Oh. Going through my head. I'm thinking a basketball player.
You would be incorrect.
or a football player.
Sniff it just a little bit harder.
Or a baseball player.
Definitely a sports figure.
Is it one of those?
I'll just say he's a very famous sports figure. Sniff that jock, Mark.
One more time.
Get your nose in there.
Think
and
pantyhose.
Walk. I had stuff going through my
Joe
head.
Namath.
Very good.
Now pantyhose got me there.
Now you're coming around.
And he had a lot of things going through his mind in the 70s.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby.
Hank Tram.
Very good. See, you're getting
Come
better.
Come on, Lenny.
All right, I get your nose in there real good.
The HIV virus that I have attained,
I
will have to retire from the Lakers.
I know this. Hold on.
Yes, you do. Come on.
Today.
Come on, man. Come
on. Oh, this is where my...
Sniff that jock.
I know who this is.
Yes, you do.
Take it in deep.
He owns movie theaters in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Great businessman. Give me a letter. First name.
I shouldn't have to.
I know. I've got a senior moment here. I've got a block, a mental block. Basketball.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Give me a first letter.
No.
Kara.
National title, 1979.
I know. I can see his face.
Michigan State. Beat Larry Bird.
I know who he is. I just can't remember his name.
Beat Larry Bird from Indiana State in the national title game. Played for the Lakers.
Right.
Got the HIV.
I know. What's it? Give me an initial. Just one initial.
Olympic gold medalist.
Kara, give me a...
Four-time national champion.
One initial.
M.
M. Didn't help.
You got to sniff that. You're not sniffing hard enough.
Abracadabra?
I know.
Very good.
You're going to say it, and I'm going to know. Magic Johnson.
Thank you.
Last one.
There we go.
So. Very frustrating right now. As a coach, I feel like I've done the worst job with this team in 31 years as a head coach.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Get in there. Take it in. Smell it. What do you smell?
Parmesan cheese.
No. It should be sweat.
What did you eat?
I don't know. Garlic?
Reminds me of a scene from Porky's.
Give it a sniff.
You remember that movie?
Do I sound like the Bob Ross of Sniff That Jock?
A little bit.
Give it a sniff.
Hmm.
Sniff that jock. It smells good.
One more time.
It's very frustrating right now. As a coach, I feel like I've done the worst job with this team in 31 years as a head coach.
So he's a head
Local?
Coach. Was.
Of the Chiefs?
No.
No. Basketball.
Yes.
Bob.
No.
This is so frustrating.
Sniff.
Oh, is it KU?
Yes.
Bill Self?
No.
Oh. So they've had a bad year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kara.
Help me. Help me. Clue.
Is it Roy Williams?
Yes, it is Roy Williams.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. From K-State. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know Roy Williams. He's North Carolina now, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. I knew that.
When we get back, a Westport bar under fire for its playlist, or dare I say its do not playlist. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right, story here from one of the TV stations in town that Mark Holford does not work for.
We had this story too, though.
I know you did. But the copies actually from somebody else.
Well, thanks.
Okay. I grabbed the first one in front of
it. Okay.
I'm sorry. A popular Westport bar owner is hitting pause on a whole list of songs that he says DJs are no longer allowed to play. Rapper Drake and some of hip hop's biggest artists are on the no playlist at Johnny Cause. The leaked list, and the owner argues it wasn't leaked. It was publicly available for anybody to look at. But the leaked list, according to this story, comes from a DJ training document. Also shows a dozen of other artists, including Cardi B, Migos, and even a song by Beyonce. Joshua Hudspeth, shared the no playlist on his social media account in hopes of drawing attention. And we'll hear from Joshua Hudspeth in just a moment because he has engaged the bar's owner on Facebook, I believe.
Hmm.
Quoting here from Hudspeth, who is apparently the DJ, I think, it feels like you're trying to push out a certain group of people, and that is not right. He points out that all the music listed comes from African-American artists. But it is hard not to notice that there isn't one white artist named on the no playlist. He said that all the songs and artists on the list have low beats per minute. Sing about, this is the owner, by the way. The owner says all the songs and artists on the list have low beats per minute. He wants 90 beats per minute.
Right. Up-tempo.
Up-tempo, that's right. Sing about violence, drugs, and the songs contain profanity.
He doesn't want that in there.
So, no, he does not. So let me read you from the actual music format list, okay, which Mr. Weinbaum printed off for us here. Number one, there are seven on here. Number one, music played will be 70% approximately. All of these are approximates. Top 100 pop or hip hop, clean, upbeat, and above 90 beats per minute on average.
Well, isn't hip hop traditionally African American music?
Traditionally, yeah.
So he's saying 70% of that can include that.
Of course.
All right.
10% has to be country. It's a sports bar, by the way. 10% classic rock. And 10% have to be songs that are sing-alongs, throwbacks, or old-school hip-hop. Read that, Run DMC,
gotcha,
Vanilla Ice, whatever you want. No more than 12 songs in a four-hour set that are below 90 beats per minute. There is never to be more than four consecutive hip-hop songs played in a row. Every fourth song should be either classic rock, sing-along, or country. The majority or entirety of the classic rock, sing-along, or country songs should be played. So in other words, you can't cut it short. You can play more than one classic rock, sing-along, or country song in a row.
Okay.
No EDM, electronic dance music, rap, mumble rap.
What's that?
I'll play an example of that in just a second. Or aggressive hip-hop with excessive profanity is to be played. Now, you brought up a good question. What is mumble rap? I had not heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard it, but I had not heard that name mumble rap used before. So we got an example of mumble rap.
Mumble rap. Here we go.
I believe this is from Migos. And let me double check that here. I have to go into the cart section here.
Now, is he African American? Or this group?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't ask and I don't care. But this is...
Well, that goes to their argument, right? That it's at, they're trying to not have...
Sorry, this is from Travis Scott. He is black. The song is called Sicko Mode. This is I was told by the young man in the newsroom who recorded this, this is a lesser of the mumble rap kind of songs. Are you
mumble,
ready?
Mumble, as in...
They mumble their way through.
All right.
This here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coast. This way too big. When we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up.
All right, we'll get into more of this in just a moment. That is Travis Scott. Okay, I kind of like the music too. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
The U.S. now following the world's lead after a couple of deadly plane crashes. That's next.
Cali, Cali, Cali. Going back to Cali. I don't think so.
I think this is acceptable.
Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, smiling, while in the sun, the top is down.
So Joshua Hudspeth, who is named in this story as having a real problem with this bar in Westport and its no playlist, writes on, I believe it's Facebook, "Hey, Brett Allred," that's the owner of the bar in question here, Johnny Cause. "Hey, Brett Allred, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to respond to my question. I understand that as a business owner, you must protect your investments. However, protecting your investments..." This is a key sentence. Listen to this. However, protecting your investments does not mean segregating an entire community of listeners. Now, wait a minute. Entercom Kansas City has an investment in KMBZ Radio.
Right.
We don't play, other than our rejoin music, we don't play any rock and roll. We don't play any hip hop. We don't play any country. We offer what is called the spoken word format in radio. Are we not, Rod, segregating certain audiences that would prefer to tune into a radio station and hear country music or hear hip hop or hear rock and roll?
I meet people all the time and say, KMBZ, and they go, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Because they don't listen to talk radio.
Which is fine. I mean,
what would be the difference?
I think discriminating is a better word.
What would be the difference between a country bar saying you're not playing Metallica or Motley Crue or any of that damn heavy metal crap? This is a country bar.
I don't know if it still exists because I haven't been down to the Power and Light District in forever and a day, but there used to be a bar down there called the Angel Rock Bar.
Yeah, I think they closed.
Okay. Which I think I went to one time right after it opened to see what it was all about. It was a heavy metal bar.
They didn't play country.
Strangely, I never heard any George Strait or Garth Brooks or Ice Cube. I didn't hear any Run DMC in there. Don't bars have a right to say, we're going to play a certain kind of music here, and a certain kind of music is not going to be welcome in this bar?
Well, or to say this is a family restaurant. Play music by all means, but I don't want to hear profanity on the music.
I mean, Brett Allred's No Playlist does not say don't play any music from a black artist. Don't play any music that might attract a black crowd. It doesn't say that. In fact, it says 70% of what you play approximately is to be top 100 pop or hip hop. Read that, predominantly but not exclusively, black artists. That is clean. In other words, you don't talk about people's peas. You don't say the F word.
Probably no R. Kelly in there.
Upbeat, so he doesn't want any slow stuff. He wants 90 beats per minute. There's nothing wrong with that. Profanity free. Mr. Hudspeth, who apparently will not come on this radio station.
Oh, you guys have asked him?
The show prior asked him to come on, and he apparently declined, according to them. He goes on to write, I did a little research and found that some of the songs an artist banned are actually top 100 Billboard charting artists. In order to reach that level, you must have radio spins. This means you must have clean, profanity-free edited versions. Why not play the radio versions of these songs? I also checked the beats per minute levels of the songs, and they definitely fit the criteria that you're wanting at your establishments. For example, Beyonce, Ape, S-word, is 160 beats per minute. Kodak Black Z's is 100, and Cardi B Money is 130, just to name a few. Over the years, he writes, the Westport area has gotten negative attention due to unfortunate events that have occurred. This is not indicative of the music played at the establishments. This is indicative of a city that needs positivity, unity, and role models. Well, now, let's be clear. And I get in trouble sometimes with you guys for calling it the way I see it. And I have said it on this program before. Because if nothing else, with you, I am honest. There have been problems in Westport over the years. You might want to turn your mic off for a minute, Mark. I'm going to go on a rant.
Okay. Can I take a
nap? Go ahead. There have been problems on the plaza. Now, Mr. Hudspeth, with all due respect, and I would encourage you to call into this program. You're welcome to at any time. You will be treated as a guest in our house, which is to say, I may not agree with you, but I will certainly not demean you, yell at you, or anything of the sort. But I politely disagree. there is a problem in the black community in Kansas City. There just is.
What do you mean by that?
I need not point any farther than the issues we've had in Westport, and more particular, the issues we've had on the plaza.
And that's a black problem?
I believe it is an inner city black community problem.
How
primarily.
So?
Mark, really? Really?
Yeah, I want you to say it. What is the issue? Because they put in these new security measures.
Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it is an intentional effort to disrupt. I don't know if it is class envy. I don't know what it is. But for whatever reason, in the spring primarily, large groups of inner city black youth tend to congregate on the plaza and to congregate in the past in Westport. They have no intention of dining or shopping. They have only the intention of disruption. That's a fact. If you disagree with it, I apologize. But that's a fact.
So do you think this ban on certain types of music, or limitation, I should say, it's not a ban. They're just limiting the music according to what they want for their standards for their private business. Do you think that's an attempt then, as Mr. Huspis says, to try to curb what you're calling is an issue by trying to discourage and dissuade African-Americans from going into that establishment?
No, I think it is an attempt to discourage or dissuade a certain segment of the black inner city community who would otherwise want nothing more than to be disruptive from coming and being disruptive.
So someone's going to go into, what's the name of this place again? It's where Stanford.
Johnny Cause.
Stanford used to be there. It mm-hmm. used to be the comedy club. So Johnny Cause, I haven't been in there.
Nor have I.
So are you saying that these disruptive youths would go in there?
I don't know. I don't know the. I'm not talking about Johnny Cause at the moment. What I'm talking
in
about
general
is
about
Joshua Hudspeth is writing about when he says, "I understand that these establishments and you as a business can choose to run these businesses as you want. Over the years, the Westport area has gotten negative attention due to unfortunate events that have occurred. This is not indicative of the music played at the establishments. This is indicative of a city that needs positivity, unity, and role models." He's pointing out the disease without mentioning any of the symptoms.
So he's not really pointing out a solution to this.
Exactly. He's saying it's everybody else's fault because the city doesn't have proper positivity and proper role models. Instead of saying, for example, and I remember because he sat in that chair right there.
Who?
Mayor Sly James,
yeah.
Who went to the plaza. Do you remember the night he was thrown into the bushes because
right.
there was gunshot?
Gunfire. Mm-hmm.
There were gunshots. As he was rushed into his car with his security detail, the mayor was driven by the J.C. Nichols fountain at 1 a.m.
Right.
He sat in that chair and told me this story. I have no reason to doubt him. And the mayor said he ordered his security detail to stop the car because sitting at the corner right across the street from the J.C. Nichols fountain was an 11-year-old girl.
Hmm.
The mayor gets out of his car, goes over to this 11-year-old girl and says, "How old are you?" She says, "I'm 11. He says, "What's your name?" She gives him her name, I guess. I don't know. He says, "Why are you here on a median?
At 1 in the morning.
On 47th Street. Why are you here?" She says, "I'm waiting for my mom to pick me up."
At 1 in the morning?
Yes.
11-year-old girl.
Yes.
Wow.
There is a problem, and it doesn't have anything to do with positivity or unity or role models. It has to do with people not wanting to be parents.
So could Mr. Huspis be saying, if you played more inclusive music than these youths who could go into this establishment, they'd have to be 21, I guess.
They would, theoretically.
To buy alcohol or to go in. I'm sure they card people there. That they would come in and patronize a place and we'd have more of an atmosphere of inclusion? Is that what he's saying? Is that the solution?
I guess that's what he's trying to say. I don't know.
Aren't there bars that did that? America's Pub? Do you remember America's Pub down there?
I do remember America's Pub.
They had a a very diverse audience down there.
Okay.
They're out of business now.
576-7798. Kirk in Lenexa. Hello, Kirk.
Yes, good afternoon, guys, and good afternoon to the mayor of Tightwad, Mark Alford.
Can I just correct you? It's Knobtown, but I appreciate it. I do love Tightwad. Tightwad's a great little town.
That's right. My two cents is this. I was telling your call screener that I know that I will not mention any of the stations because this is Intercom. This is a different group. I know that none of the stations in this town play our local musician, Tech Nine. And the other thing is...
why?
I have no clue. I have no clue why none of the CHR or top 40 stations in this town play Tech Nine.
Huh.
Do they not play him over at Hot Jams or whatever it is?
Oh, they do it there.
I doubt it very seriously. I mean, that's up strictly up to them. But I know that with Mr. Hudspeth, his intention, it sounds like it's a top 40 radio station where you play this many songs in this time period and this. And who's to say which you can pick? I had the same experience. My mother-in-law and my wife were at a bar. It was in Spring Hill. I won't mention the name. They had a jukebox, and one of the songs was that one by Godsmack called Crazy Bitch. And
That's Buck Cherry, by the way.
I know, or Buck Cherry. Anyway, my wife had to instruct her as to what the band was called, and she actually had to look the lyrics up online, and she was appalled to find out that this bar was playing this music. And I said, well, it's this jukebox is set to so many songs, it has so many genres in it, and it's up to their discretion. So, I mean, I agree with you. It's the bar's discretion as to what kind of songs they play and how they load it and what kind of songs people sing sing-alongs all the time, especially at St. Patrick's Day. So... I don't know what the argument is. I mean, it's different bars have different kinds of music, and they set the tone.
It's a private establishment, and I would imagine the Buck Cherry song that you referenced is probably not welcome in his bar either, because the B word is the most subtle of the bad words in that song. I know because I have the record, and I happen to like that song. However... it is a, dare I say, a vulgar song. Fine. It doesn't bother me one bit. I don't care. I enjoy the song. But I would imagine that song is not welcome in his bar as well. By the way, Tech N9ne was featured at Rockfest not too long ago.
Yeah. What about foods?
I mean, by the way, I believe Mark Alford is on a Tech N9ne record.
I'm on, a couple of cuts. Spoken Word. Nominated for a Grammy.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
576-7798. I was running a country bar, would not allow this song, and it's one of my favorite by this band. Let's go to Bear.
Hello, Bear.
And Roland Park. Hey, Bear.
Hey, what's up? I think you kind of brought up my point a little bit. You touched into it. There's nothing illegal about having a bar owner decide what kind of music he wants and the type and everything like that.
Sure.
And the bullet points, there's nothing wrong with it. Beats per minute, beats per second, and the language and all that kind of stuff. But I think the problem is the list behind it, after it. He could have easily put on that list some white performers. Nine Inch Nails or Pantera. There's plenty of hard rock music that could have been on that list that he could have named. But since he put on the list nothing but black performers, it does kind of make him
look
bad.
Did he name the black performers?
Yes, he did. There is an actual list. I have it in front of me.
So he probably should have put some white performers on there.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, it makes him look better if he doesn't just put all black performers on the list and just leave the bullet points.
Or maybe not name artists.
it
at all.
It makes him look like he's a bit of a bigot.
Okay, but Bear, it's a fair point. Maybe throw on a couple token white performers. So
Scott.
You don't, I'm being serious. But the white performer you mentioned was Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, which to this day I have never heard Nine Inch Nails in any bar that I've gone into. So, Bear, I think it's a little bit of a weak argument with the Nine Inch Nails drop.
Scott, you've been to the wrong bars. I know you don't like Nine Inch Nails anyway, but
I'm not a huge fan. You're right.
Right, exactly. But
he likes
Have some performers. You have some performers that you like that probably would have fit the same criteria, hard metal and all that kind of stuff. That Curse, he could have easily put those names on there. He probably wouldn't have had much of an issue. Wouldn't have looked like too much of a bigot.
But what he did say was, for example, Bear, that he wanted only top 100 songs played, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, absolutely, of course. I mean, we're even with the rejoin music, we're told only play songs that people recognize, that most people would know. If you're a hard rock fan, you knew that was Wild Side by Motley Crue. If you're a country fan, you would recognize every country song we play. If you're a hip-hop fan or an 80s fan, you would know every song we play when we come back. What I'm trying to get at, though, I think, is these artists that he listed, and I am defending him in a way because, first of all, it is his bar. He can play whatever he wants. But these artists that he listed are Cardi B, Kodak Black, Travis Scott, Drake, Lil Wayne, a lot of Lil Wayne, Kendrick Lamar. These are all top 100 artists. Nine Inch Nails is not really a top 100 artist. Most hard rock, really? Most hard rock bands that would, or heavy metal bands that would have songs that would be inappropriate to play, never even cracked the top 100. Let's be honest.
Sure, but he could have made that list without he could have done that without putting a list of performers.
I agree.
And just use the bullet points, and it would have been
same point.
Much easier, and not have that much problems with thinking he just doesn't like black people or black performers. And I think that's what that guy was pointing out.
All right, very good. Bear, good to hear from you as always, my friend.
I think you're right, Scott, though. This is a deeper issue. This isn't just this one issue about one bar not playing diverse music. I think it's about what's going on in the social fabric of the entertainment districts in Kansas City, and some people who want to preserve it or return it to what it was, and others who want more diversity and inclusion.
And the city does not ever want to have a discussion about race, ever.
Well,
it doesn't.
Now, I don't know. People say, hey, we need to have a discussion. Well, no one really wants to truly discuss. They want to lecture. When we actually have a discussion, you listen, I talk, you listen. We come to a common understanding. I learned that in marriage counseling. But, you know, people don't want to be lectured. Now, if you want to have a true discussion, we really need to have a discussion here in America about race.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the FAA grounds Boeing's 737 MAX jets. Details next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.